feelings that in the last couple of drives, you guys are starting to move the ball in chunks. Could you talk about what your thoughts were at that point?
Yeah, I felt good. You know, we were being aggressive and throwing it downfield, and guys are protecting, getting open. We picked up a couple pressures and made them pay down the field. Guys made some plays. JJ had a nice, scramble adjustment, a good job on the post, holding on to it. Devontae made some plays. We just got to come up with a score there on one of those last two drives.
Aaron, just get your hold offensively.
Fourth quarter.
How problematic, Aaron, was it to have the offensive line change the way it was going into tonight's game?
Well, Josh competed really well, and Lane did also. We're dealing with an injury to our left tackle, and guys adjusted and played well. You know, it was tough when you don't have your starting five in there consistently. We've had some guys in and out, but the guys have come in and played well. JC's had a good year for us, and Don and Lane and Josh moving over. You know, that's why we have feel good about the depth that we have.
Aaron, Coach McCarthy just spoke a lot about his belief in this football team, that it knows how to win, that it can win. Do you feel this? Obviously, you feel the same way. Could you talk about, do you believe the team has that belief?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you got to have that. You got to have confidence in yourself and your teammates. Back when we went on a run in 2010, I don't know if there was anybody in that locker room that knew that we could do that. There was a belief, but you have to kind of go out there and do it. You have to execute. You have to go in some hostile environments and play your best football, and that's what we did in that run, and that's what we're going to have to do if we want to not be one and done this year.
You and the other guys that were on that team draw on that, even though you're going into the playoffs very differently than that 2010 team did?
Yeah, I mean, it's different teams, different years. This is the 2015-16 Packers, but each team has the abilities and different ways, different makeup and character, but we just got to find a way to put it all together. It's been frustrating at times to not do that consistently enough in games. Today we had one decent quarter of football. It's less than the two we've kind of been averaging the last six or seven games. Got to figure out the root of that and fix it quickly. Now we're 16 games in, so you kind of are who you are. But we got to find a way to put it all together for four quarters.
You guys have tried a few different things. You come out from that too tight, too back set to start on that long drive. Is there something still out there for you guys to find something offensively that might spark you guys?
I think we find it every time we put ourselves in the situations. We start being aggressive, throwing down the field, and the good things happen.
What happened on the play with the interception in the end zone? Not just on the throw, but what happened leading up to that? You guys didn't have a lot of time. You had to use the timeout. Were you thinking you'd take it away there, or did you think you had to take the timeout? That just seemed like a really important play where things didn't go well.
Yeah, I didn't want to move us any farther back. We didn't have a play until later, and we tried to get lined up correctly, and it was either try and rush into something or feel good about the play call. And we came back, felt good about the play call. And, I had a guy right on me, so I was just trying to get it up in the end zone somewhere. That's what happened.
Aaron, did you recognize right away that when the ball came out in the Munderland fumble, that was a fumble, but you kind of figured it was?
It felt like an incomplete pass. I felt like I still had at least a couple fingers on it. But I looked back at Bill, and he hadn't blown his whistle, so I knew I had to get in position to try and turn him back inside there.
And what about there was a throw where he went for it on fourth down, and James was down the side. It was right before the end of the half. Where did that ball go compared to where you want? Is that kind of where you want him to go on the lead?
I underthrew it a little bit. Yeah, underthrew it. He ran a good route and had a yard and a half separation there, and I just underthrew it.
You guys feel a good spark after Mason's play on the long kickoff. Mm-hmm. This place really got fired up after a couple long plays after that. Was there a spark there that maybe you guys can build on going into the postseason?
I think it's the fourth quarter. You know, we came out and kind of threw caution to the wind and took some shots down the field and made some plays. You know, we had John in there. John did a great job. I mean, he's had a great season for us, and he did a great job protecting and to give me some extra time. And guys got open and made plays.
You said, in other words, you think this, what happened in the fourth quarter here, could be a catalyst. It could launch this team?
I don't know. I've always said you can't carry momentum into the next game, and I believe that. You know, Washington is a good football team. They finished 9-7, you know, had some big wins down the stretch, clinched the division. Quarterback's playing hot for them, so, you know, we just got to focus on them. Normal week for us, playing Sunday, and, you know, we'll be ready to play.
Aaron, I don't know what the opposite of momentum is, but can that be carried forward and you have to make sure that it doesn't? Or do you think that's the same as momentum that doesn't carry?
I think we're in a situation where we have to prove to ourselves again that we can win the big games. And I think there's a belief in there, but we got to prove it to ourselves. And we can go on a run, but it's going to start with a good performance in Washington. And then hopefully we'll be able to talk about the next opportunity.
Aaron, the first time since 68 you guys lose all your division games at home. In some ways, maybe going on the road, a good thing? Start the playoffs?
Well, we were 5-3 on the road this year. We had some good wins there. We lost to a couple one seeds. We got to play better. You know, we got to put it all together. We got to be consistent. You know, defense is playing great right now. I mean, they held them 13 points, and last week they were solid. We can't give up points on offense, and you know, we got a great kicker. We got to score touchdowns in the red zone and keep them on the sidelines for those field goals and be more consistent. We do that. We got a chance to make a run.
Two more.
Aaron, all the hits you've taken the past couple of weeks, how are you physically right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I mean, I'm proud of the fact I was able to start all 16. That's, you know, that's a goal every year. We're all banged up at this time of year, but the normal week will definitely help with the healing process.